You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Hello, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to the E-Musician Podcast Show, where we feature different individuals in the music industry as you get a chance to hear how, as musicians and entrepreneurs, they are growing their fan base, their experiences, successes, and or setbacks, and more. Today, once again, we are with Elvira Kalnick, a crossover performing artist, singer, songwriter, producer. Elvira, always good to have you with us here on the E-Musician Podcast Show on EPN.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm really glad to be here. Thank you.
Good to have you. Always good to connect with you. So for those that may have missed the last time you were with us, how did you get started in your music career?
I was introduced to music before I started walking even. My parents sang and played instruments. And as I attended a music school when I was six and learned a music scale, I started composing music. I've written and recorded my first song when I was 14. Then a year after, I recorded my first album, and since then I just understood that I want to be a professional singer and artist, and that was the start point.
So what inspires you to write music?
Major inspiration comes from my feelings. When I feel strong about something, it drives me into the creative mode. Usually it's a personal life experience or some situations that happen around me that touch my heart. Also, I like to make scenarios, like in the movie, and then write a song about it. Basically, give me a topic, and I'll give you a song.
You gotta love that. Now, you were performing at the Interfusion Music Summit this year again. What was your experience at the latest festival?
Interfusion Music Summit is a young, growing festival at Cathedral City near the Palm Springs, California. And I'm grateful to the festival organizers, DJ Corey D and Alan Edwards, for inviting me again. I was very happy to meet talented artists there and get together with the people I met last year. It was like a family reunion. Everybody was talking about family reunion, where people learn from each other and get to collaborate together. Like, for example, last year at the festival, I met a very talented hip-hop artist and producer, D-Dub. As a result, we have been working on a song duet that called Who I Am that will be released soon. Actually, you can visit his website. It is ddubrecords.com. And if you are interested about Interfusion Music Summit, there you can visit their website. It's goims.com. So it's very interesting. Like festivals, they usually bring people together, and which is very important for networking.
Sounds like an enjoyable and a profitable festival in place for musicians. Today we are joined once again by Elvira Kalnick, a crossover performing artist, singer, songwriter, producer here on the E-Musician Podcast Show, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Elvira, you've been working on your upcoming album, The Magical Child. Where does the name of the album come from?
It sounds really kind of childish, Magical Child, but maybe it sounds a little funny and silly. But first, I wrote a song, Magical Child. It was after a huge mind awake and aha moment. The idea is that everybody has a magical child inside that represents real personality. As we grow, we develop all kinds of beliefs based on our experience. Sometimes these are destructive thoughts that create feelings of guilt, feeling of being worthless or not good enough to, and that leads us to self-victimizing and consequently lowering our self-esteem. It comes from the childhood when adults that had destructive thoughts told us how imperfect we were. The funniest thing is that nobody actually knows what perfect is, right? Like, magical child is unique you. Everybody is unique. There are no two identical snowflakes or butterflies, right? So obviously there are no two identical people. So I can say that Magical Child is a project where each song has been created by my own Magical Child.
Nothing silly about that. It's certainly got a message, a strong message behind that name. Now, what is a regular day in the life of Elvira Kalnick, your daily routines, as well as your plans for the future?
My day starts with a setting of my mind. I set my mind into a positive mode. It helps to focus on what I want to accomplish this day. It helps to remove all unnecessary things from my mind. Then I work on, like, I work out, like, treadmill, elliptical, lifting weights. If the weather is good, I like to run outside. Then I practice my singing, dancing, writing, recording, mixing, and et cetera, and on and on and on. Then I get into the promotional part and managing, planning, organizing, socializing, answering emails, etc. And every day I have an hour minimum with my family. Of course, music is, as one of the artists, Roy Wethem, said, that music is 190% of dedication. But anyway, I always try to create more free time for fun, as it's imperative for healthy living and productivity. The balance in life is very important.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with that. Sounds like you're busy, but certainly passionate about what you do, obviously. Where can people not only hear more of your work, but get more information about you and what you're doing?
ElviraKalnick.com. ElviraKalnick.com.
In conclusion, is there any advice or a tip or tips you'd like to leave for the independent artists like yourself listening in?
I actually like what said one of the independent artists, Roy Wethem, that music is 190% dedication, and I totally agree with it. And I want to say a few words about mind setting, as it's the first thing in everything we do. We're who we think we are. And the world around us is our mind's creation. You can view the same thing differently. It comes from your belief. If you believe that music business is struggle, then nothing will work for you. Change your belief by asking questions, for example, like, why am I doing it? Maybe because I love it? Maybe because music is part of me. Like, a song is like a baby. You carry it inside and then bring it to the world. If you truly love it, people will love it too. Never doubt yourself and your creation, because when you doubt, you block the flow of creativity. I really like how DJ Corey said, who is the actually Interfusion Music Summit Festival organizer and musician and producer. He said, it's okay to love what you do and still expect to be paid for it. Independent doesn't mean what it used to mean. The playing field is now flat without so many peaks and valleys. It's still slanted more in one direction, but we're all closer to the center than ever before. It's like beautifully saying. So when it comes to promotion, you will need your confidence and creativity, so believe in yourself. I would like to say a few words about promotion. There are many ways to promote your music, and I think that social media is the most powerful, in my opinion. And I made up here, like, the three main things you will need for this. I'll call it three C's: content, confidence, and creativity. The content you create shows how professional, passionate, and creative you are. Like, I did the same mistake in the past, like many other independent musicians do. Like, for example, many musicians just post something like, hey, here's my stuff, check it out. What stuff? What are you doing? What style is it? And why would they check something you might not believe it? So make it personal and believe in it. People need a person, like a personal story. And people need a reason to go and open your link. The key is a good content. I wrote a funny song about it. It's called Welcome to the Net. It goes like, give me like, I like you back, hit me up with your feedback, share me with your folks. That is how stuff works. It describes like really funny. So if you have a good content, you're confident about it, you don't need asking and convincing someone. People will see it. Put your creativity and love into promotion. Think of people. Think what you can give and not what you can get. Music is a gift. When you give from all your heart, people will feel it and appreciate it. Also, it's not about competition. We're not running a marathon here. Compete with yourself in your skill and craft. Learn and grow. Help musicians to succeed by sharing their music. It's very important to help each other. So there are so many talented musicians that I just take my head off when I listen to them. It's not about us and music. It's all about music and us that we bring to the world. And the world has nothing. Like, if it's good content and if it's presented well and with all your heart, then people have no choice but accept it and be grateful for it.
Very well said. We've been speaking with Elvira Kalnick, a crossover performing artist, singer, songwriter, producer, and you can visit her website simply at ElviraKalnick.com. Elvira, thanks so much for being with us here again on the Eve Musician Podcast Show.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I had pleasure talking to you, and it was really good time. Thank you.
You are so welcome, and you're certainly welcome back anytime. And now let's listen to a little bit of Elvira's work. You've been listening to the eMusician Podcast Show right here on EPN.
Say
This is the ePodcast Network.